I'll take the intro. Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the official podcast. This is episode 184. And per usual, Jackson has come in just absolutely frothing at the mouth.
Not again, no. We're not doing that whole gimmick anymore. It never ends out. I'm pretty sure Danny's cutting most of that, like usually on a week-by-week basis. Most of that intro disappears whenever you throw it to me. So,
why?
Kaya, what about you?
Now I'm filibustering. Why would you cut that?
Because it's just stammering, trying to find something until I subtly throw it to one of you three.
Isn't that what 90% of our show is?
Yeah, he doesn't
get
to
your fault,
yeah.
Then.
He doesn't get to make editorial decisions, first of all. If Charlie wants you to bring up a topic, Jackson, you're going to bring up a topic. Go.
Yeah, I'm the puppet master and you're going to dance for me, Jackson.
How do you guys feel about ancient Greece?
It's okay.
Man, yeah, that sucks. What do you have to talk about?
How do you feel about...
I'm just a fan of ancient Greece.
Are you?
Yeah, why not?
All right, good point.
What do you have against ancient Greece? It's like the birthplace of all art.
Okay, tell us about it.
We wouldn't be making podcasts, probably, if it weren't for the ancient Greek people.
That's true. Socrates started the first podcast.
I wouldn't be painfully stammering to find a topic if it weren't for all those Greek philosophers.
I think you did a great job, Jackson.
Mm.
Thanks, man. It's hard carrying the show.
So, Jackson, are you excited then for the new Assassin's Creed?
That's Vikings, but yeah,
history,
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty big fan of any kind of historical setting, any of them. So, yeah.
Okay, are you going to be 100%ing it again autistically like you did the last one? Were you obsessed for like 85 hours within a single week? Which one was that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the Egyptian one. And that wasn't autistic or anything. That was a pretty big accomplishment. Actually, that's what I wanted to ask you guys. I was thinking about this before because I was playing the old, like last year's Assassin's Creed, the ancient Greek one, trying to 100% that. Now that you do bring that up, that's what I was doing. And it got me thinking, what are your guys' biggest gaming achievements? Not as in the achievements as in like Xbox achievements, but just in general. Like the biggest feat you've accomplished.
Holding the world record in House of Caravan for a while.
That was like a week, right?
Well, I mean, it was a constant back and forth, but yeah.
He held it
Plus,
briefly.
That's a game no one cares about.
No one cares about a fucking platinum trophy in Assassin's Creed either, but you're still proud
that
of
was
it.
My biggest achievement.
Okay, what's your what biggest gamer achievement?
What's that Call of Duty airplane level? There's a really like doing
Mile
that
High Club.
Yeah. I did that.
God, that's so pretty... fucking pathetic. You just beat that.
How's that pathetic?
That's your
that's
biggest
really,
accomplishment
that's
is
not
beating
hard
that.
At all. Yeah,
it was super hard.
No, it all right, wasn't.
Maybe so. All right. How about beating Spyro, the original Spyro trilogy, 100%. How about that? Huh, Andrew? Is that good enough for you? A game made for children? Me 100%ing it?
Are you sure you said 100%? Because that's everything in the game, Jackson. That's unfathomable. I mean,
that's incredible.
Well, all three games, really.
Oh, all three. That's almost like 300%. Holy shit.
Actually, the first game goes to 120%.
Oh my god!
I can't even comprehend the math.
I can't fucking believe it.
That's how complete it was. What an achievement!
That is big. Yeah, that is huge.
What about you, Andrew? Let me guess. It's either Magic the Gathering orientated or Guitar Hero, I would assume.
I do have one for each of those, actually.
Just choose one.
Okay. I mean, I guess beating Through the Fire and the Flames on Expert on Guitar Hero is a pretty good achievement.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty... I feel like that's the milestone when you're finally actually pretty good at the game, when you can get through that song on Expert.
What does the Council of Gamers here say? Is that good enough, Charlie?
It's definitely not easy.
Have you done it?
When I played, I think so. I don't recall.
Does anyone remember those old the motorcycle games, Trials? I think
Trials HD, Trials Evolution.
Yeah, it was Evolution. There was a I beat all of the levels and got gold on all of them. That was hard.
That is a pretty hard game, actually. So let's bounce off of the idea of achievements, Jackson, because I think the only game ever that I 100%ed was like all the Batman Arkham games.
Those are good.
And yeah, they also had like fun ways to 100% them. And I remember after it was done, I feel like I 100%ed it only just because I liked the game so much and I wanted an excuse to replay all of them. But it got me thinking because they were also the last games where I just even went for achievements, got, you know, however many years those came out ago. Do people still care about achievements overall?
I don't think so. I know like Ray is still huge into achievements.
Yeah,
but
there's definite people still chasing for the top spot or doing it as like a hobby or just an idle thing. But I feel like the general populace hype over achievements is just completely dead. Like no one cares about them anymore.
Wait, people cared about achievements at any point?
Yeah, GamerScore was huge on the 360. I remember when I broke 100K GamerScore.
I'm obsessing over it now. I was born too late. I missed the moment in history where my skills would have actually been useful. That's a fucking shame.
But yeah, that was the fucking trend. Like the current trend now is like streaming and sharing clips and your memes and shit. But back during that era, the number one trend was how much gamer score you had and what achievements you got and people like getting a certain game and going, oh, there's the achievement for doing that really arduous, hard thing. Do you have it? I have it. Ha ha. You know what I mean? That was the thing.
But come on. There's something satisfying about seeing the achievement pop. And like, there was. There's a little virtual trophy there to signify that you've done something in the game. I don't know. It's like a little medal. It's like people who go to a war and stuff get their little achievement medals.
Yes, that is the perfect analogy. That's just what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be buried with my achievements.
Print out a little spreadsheet of all the achievements I ever made and put it in my grave with me.
Instead of a military cemetery, it's a gamer cemetery. Only all the highest scoring gamer scores get in.
Oh, do you think they bury you with your gamer handle rather than your real name?
PC rests here.
Instead of your
I thought
birth year and birth death year, they just write how many years you played each game.
That'd be a pretty big tombstone.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to read that.
There's no tombstone big enough for my grave then.
Imagine the stone needed. But that reminded me, do you guys fucking remember the talking about like gamer score being important back in the old Xbox 360 days? Do you remember the little fucking signifiers they gave each profile? Like you could choose which community you belong to, like the underground and the rebels or whatever.
There was four of them. There was underground and then a casual zone and then two others that no one used.
Yeah, what did it do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
It helped you find friends, I imagine, but I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't remember that.
Was it like star signs?
You don't remember it?
No, I don't remember that.
It was just, it was underneath like everyone's gamer tag or whatever on their little profile, it would say.
Yeah.
Like, belongs to the underground clan or whatever.
It was part community. Of your profile where you could set like your age, your sex, like your type of games that you play and all this shit. And it would show up whenever you looked at someone's profile over Xbox Live, and it was like the last thing, and it said either underground or I think like pro and then one or two others.
Yeah, pro was one of them.
Yeah, and it did absolutely nothing as far as I know.
I vaguely remember that, but not enough to like weigh in.
I remember setting... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I just remember how big achievements were, man, like for Gears of War in particular. I spent like 3 years going for the Seriously achievement, which I think was 10,000 kills in a ranked game mode. That was big for a while.
Wait, you spent like 3 years actually trying to go for it? Like that's what the goal was?
Yeah, passively. I wasn't spending like, you know, what you did, 12 hours a day going for it or anything.
I did not do that. I don't know why you're claiming I did that. I never did that. I played in 2 hour increments pretty much.
Okay, yeah.
over a span of 6 months, maybe, whereas you apparently went for 3 years trying to get an achievement you apparently didn't even get. Did you unlock that achievement?
I did not, no. That's even sadder then. It was hard.
Well, Jackson, looking back now, do you even care that you 100%ed Assassin's Creed?
Oh, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? You can't shut me up about it.
All right.
Do modern games even launch with achievements anymore?
Jesus, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course they do.
They do?
Yeah.
I thought that some games just didn't even bother. Maybe not AAA games, like, yeah, obviously, but no, like,
every single game on the Xbox has to legally release with achievements.
Or else they get sued, like, legally?
Well, no, they just don't let them release on the platform.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Because I figured maybe even indie games by this point, for the most part, wouldn't give a shit, you know? Well, actually, Steam has achievements too, don't they?
No, okay, so nobody in the world gives a fuck about Steam achievements.
Ever cared about Steam achievements.
I don't even know why they do it.
Because they saw the praise Xbox was getting for achievements and decided to jump on that.
I guess it's a thing of like, well, why not? You may as well have the achievements if it doesn't change anything.
I mean,
it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt having them there at all. There's no negative.
You can have it for the like 10 people who care about it, and then everyone else can just ignore it. So,
I think there's still an active community of achievement hunters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an active community of literally anything in the world.
Like, yeah, including shit eaters.
Yeah, there's a fucking ton for everything.
There may be some overlap there. We'll have to investigate.
I mean, if you spend 3 years trying to achieve like 10,000 kills, you're practically eating shit.
That's Charlie, not me. I would never do that.
Charlie's still going for that achievement right now as we speak.
No, I think I'm going to give up on that achievement, to be honest, boys.
Actually, that's a good idea. You should go back and try to get that achievement. Stream it.
I don't think there's enough people playing the game anymore.
Oh, if you tweeted out, "Hey, I'm playing Gears of War Online, everyone hop on," I guarantee you'd find people.
Yeah, you could just boost your way there.
Well, I'd have to get the 360 working, and I'm not doing that.
Oh, how difficult.
It is difficult. It's a primitive piece of
technology.
Almost
an achievement of itself.
Now, normally
an Xbox 360 to work.
Normally, I'd agree with you, Jackson. Oh, who cares? Getting a 360 to work. But those things were fucking notorious for breaking. So after all these years,
like 6 months, the red rings. Yeah,
and even beyond that, they would still fuck up and not turn on. I had two different ones break on me the entire time I had it. Those things were.
What do you guys think? Like the biggest blunder has been between like Sony and Microsoft with their consoles.
Microsoft forgetting that they should make games.
That's a good one. I'd say the PlayStation Vita in general.
Oh, I forgot about that piece of shit.
Yeah. That too.
The PlayStation Vita actually had good games.
No, it was cool, it was and it worked well, and it was able to pretty much perfectly even run PS3 games, but it just, I don't know, flopped. They didn't do a lot with it, and it wasn't very compelling to buy over a Nintendo handheld.
I was going to say Sony releasing the PlayStation 3 at like $600 or however much.
$599 US, exact quote. Yeah,
ridiculous. Whereas the Xbox 360, which released like 6 months earlier, Sony was like $400.
Yeah. So for me, it's Sony dragging its feet for so long to let people crossplay. That actually made it a very big difference for me in terms of what games I was buying on what platform. Because I was sitting there, I was genuinely thinking, okay, you know, I can't just buy Minecraft on the PlayStation because I'm not going to be able to play with my friends who have it on their Switch. So they did fuck themselves out of money, in my opinion. Waiting so long.
Oh, they absolutely did. They absolutely did. What a great time to be alive now, though. Like, just full cross-play on nearly every game that matters for it. That's really nice.
It is, yeah. I'm excited for the PlayStation 5 and the new Xbox Series X, XL, whatever the fuck they're calling it now.
Is that their next gen, or is that something different? Because I thought the Xbox thing was
something... No, it's next gen. They're both next gen. And, okay. And the specs are pretty fucking crazy, too. Like, really
good. What are the specs?
Oh, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to bore you.
Of course.
Yeah, it's not that he doesn't
How
know.
How dare
it just...
you ask that, Charlie? What's wrong with
him? He doesn't want to bore you. That's
I didn't mean to ask a dumb question.
I believe the PlayStation 5 has 12 teraflops of GPU prowess, whereas the Xbox Series X has 14.
Ooh.
And both the SSDs are like incredible. Like you can load games just within a second. Like, there's no loading anymore, according to Sony.
Yeah, so Sony, so a lot of developers who've had early access, Sony, Xbox, you know, the engine developers, they're all saying that more than the teraflops or whatever the fuck, the SSDs are the big deal here, mm-hmm. because we're going to be able to screen.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've heard as well.
All the content very fast. One of the most condescending things that I've ever saw, one of the most condescending tweets rather, is, so I'm sure all of you saw the Unreal Engine 5 demo that they released a couple weeks ago or a week ago. And one of the replies was just the words, I'm impressed. By some game developer, and it was so condescending to just go on. Aria?
These game engine engineers have been, they've spent the last 10 years refining their craft and making this engine for them, and then it's just, I'm impressed.
Condescending.
It's like as if you're the sensei in all those karate movies where he goes, not bad. Yeah, okay, what the fuck did you make? What you're. I mean, I don't want to be condescending either and just put down their game, but just come on, that was pretty awesome. Just give them more adulation than that. Also, turns out, it is impressive.
Yeah, that game engine looks fucking crazy.
Yeah, it turns out that billions of dollars buys the best programmers on the planet. Those guys are doing some good work.
I mean, Epic is pretty consumer-friendly. They've done a lot for both developers and like just people playing their games.
They had a home run, man. They were good to begin with, even before Fortnite. But Fortnite was supposed to be this dumb little single player, right? But then people really flocked to the multiplayer, and it was this one home run that made them so much fucking money, even more so than before. And they were rich before. And now they just have so much money that they can hire the best programmers on the planet. And this is the results. It looks really good. It's fucking amazing. I'm excited.
It is amazing. You know what else is amazing?
Tell me.
Bespoke post. That's because if your mailbox is anything like mine, 90% of the time it's pretty depressing. Political flyers, utility bills, unholy amounts of coupons. But once a month, I have a reason to be stoked. And that's because of the Box of Awesome from Bespoke Post. Bespoke Post sends guys only the best stuff. Every month, no matter what you're into, there's a box of awesome that presents to you the tools you'll need to get into it. Box of Awesome has a carefully built series of collections for every part of your life. If you want to get started with one, you can take the quiz at boxofawesome.com and your answers will help you pick the right one for you. They release new boxes every month across tons of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. You guys might think, oh, this is little frumpy garbage that I'm never going to use. No, it's actual things for your life that you will use regularly. For example, I like to mix Pocari Sweat. It's a Japanese energy drink, and it's fucking delicious. And it turns out that one of the boxes of awesome is like a drink mixing kit, which comes with a giant jug and nice glasses for it, and just little tools if you're like a little stirrer and all this shit. Stuff that helps you mix drinks. If I wanted to mix cocktails, I could use the same stuff. But I'm lame, so I make energy drinks with it.
Well, what, in my opinion, sets it apart is unlike all the other loot boxes where you don't know what you're about to get. It's all random stuff. These guys actually sent you things that you are interested in. You get to tell them, okay, I like this, this, this. Send me stuff that is related to my interests. And that's what you get. So it's not always just this crapshoot of, am I going to get a bunch of random useless crap that I'm not interested in? No, you're going to get crap that you're always interested in.
Yes, that's the big selling point for me. It's not just stuff that 90% of it you're going to throw in the trash. It's stuff that you will know that you want or stuff that is of actual quality that you'll want. And you can get 20% off of your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and use code OFFICIAL at checkout. That's Box of Awesome. Mm-hmm. Code OFFICIAL. Boxofawesome.com for 20% off of your first box. I believe there's also I haven't opened it yet, but it's like a facial cleansing one as well with like shampoo and stuff.
Yep,
it's like
I have that one.
Yeah, it's just nice stuff that you're gonna buy anyway, so why not check it out? It's nice quality stuff at a discounted price bundled together.
And less of a risk of just not getting something that you don't like. That you like, sorry.
Yeah.
Did you say you're drinking Japanese sweat?
Bokari Sweat, yep.
Is that what it's called?
It's a Japanese energy drink, and the name means absolutely nothing. They just thought it was a cool name to market to Westerners.
So why did you think it's cool to drink sweat?
I tasted it, I really liked the flavor, and now I just drink it every so often.
Do you like sake? That's Japanese wine, right?
Yeah, Japanese rice wine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because...
I could see that. It does have kind of a vinegar taste to it, a little
it's
bit.
It's not the one they, like, spit...
It's the lack of a bite, you know? It doesn't have any taste of alcohol to it, so it goes down too smooth almost, and it just makes me sick in a way. I don't know why.
Weird complaint.
Yeah.
I like to feel pain when he drinks.
Not pain, but it just doesn't feel like alcohol, yet you can tell it is alcohol, but it just doesn't taste right, and it's upsetting.
Andrew? Yeah, go ahead.
Is there a Japanese drink that Japanese people make by, spitting rice? Is that what it is? Like, do they make it by spitting the rice or chewing the rice?
Where did you hear this?
Ew, is that what I drink?
I saw it in an anime.
That's sake?
I hope not.
I can't remember which fucking anime it was, but I saw it in an animated movie.
Ah, yes, because anime is real, Jackson. Yes.
That's what it is. Well, it was a... Your Name. That's it. Your Name. Oh, it's so good. That's a great movie.
I love that movie.
What is this headline?
Fucking movies.
Hang on. So this headline says, sake used to be made with the saliva of virgins.
Yes, I was right. Fuck yeah. Take that, Andrew, you fucking nerd. Can't even get Japanese facts right.
Fuck, you've poked a hole in my plot. Jesus.
Over the years, various religions have had booze hang-ups, while religions like Judaism, blah, 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 blah. Okay, they're going into the history of virgins. Who cares? What is...
Oh, I like the history of virgins.
Yeah, well, wait, what's the history of virgins?
Yeah, tell me about who started virgins. That?
No, it's like the, you know, how religions like virgins and such. The same goes for sex and virginity. The two intertwined topics are long discussed and debated, with many traditional religions concluding the same thing. Abstaining before marriage is a good thing. I don't care. Where's the part about the sake? So it's no wonder that because of sake's spiritual significance, only virgins were trusted to chew sake rice up and get it ready for fermentation. Oh.
See? Wait, so maybe they still do it, but they've just opened the gates to anyone, not just virgins.
Now they're more tolerant now.
Yeah. Aren't there... like a surplus of virgins in Japan anyway?
I don't think it's a surplus of virgins. I think it's just a lot of people that don't want to have sex.
Yeah, they're one of the few modern nations that has a population decline because so much of the young people just don't want to fuck each other and have
babies.
Are
they depressed?
That's part of it. Part of it is... In their culture, they see it as too much work or too much effort, and they don't want to bother, like, dating and going out. So they just don't.
Okay, so it's called...
I can't blame them.
It's called Kuchikami no Sake, which translates to chewing in the mouth sake, was the product of a bunch of people chewing rice grains and spitting them into a big wooden vat. There, the masticated rice sat to brew for a few days. The enzymes in saliva helped turn starch into glucose, and yeasts living in the air transformed that glucose into alcohol. The result was kind of a solid sake paste that was eaten as opposed to drank. Huh. It also says that they literally only used to do this because they just didn't have other tools to mash grain. So they just chewed it and spit it.
So they don't still do it?
Presumably not. I'm sure you can still get, like, handmade, you know, custom-made indie sake, I suppose, chewed by just the virginiest virgin in Japan.
Yeah, virgin-crafted sake.
You could make your own that way, Jackson.
Is that like, ooh, he called you a virgin.
Yeah, damn, are you gonna take that, bro?
that was a good one.
You could even put the marketing on the bottle, like... 100% at all of the Assassin's Creed games, super virgin sake.
Extra potent.
Here's all the animes I've watched in preparation for this sake. I've not seen
taste
women in
my
years.
Virginity.
All right, then now it's too mean. Okay. Andrew, you're laughing too hard.
No, I'm laughing at the idea of a like Japanese winemaker putting the list of animes the winemaker watched on the bottle just to sell it. This wine came from a fan of Dragon Ball Z. It has a Goku style flavor.
Ew.
It's the funniest shit in the world.
Ugh. Gotta really hope the one I drank wasn't spit. What's like the grossest alcohol, I wonder?
Like, taste-wise?
No, well, I guess that too, but like, in general, production-wise.
Tequila.
Probably moonshine. Yeah. Make it in a fucking bathtub and let it sit.
What is moonshine? What's the ingredients to moonshine?
Oh, Pruno's definitely got to be up there. It's made with like fucking expired ketchup and toilets in a prison. It's got to be Pruno.
Oh, yeah. The fucking prison wine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not fun.
That's disgusting.
Just mix it a little bit seen, with virgin piss.
Have you seen Prison Cooking?
No. What do you mean?
There's a couple like YouTube people who have done it and all this shit where, they try to recreate recipes that people in prison make to spice up their food and shit. And it's just a ton of, like, you crush up chips and cover them in, like, ketchup and mayonnaise and shit.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I wouldn't want to eat at prison. Not something I'd enjoy, probably.
That would be an interesting show if they did, like, Gordon Ramsay visits a prison and he's got to spice up the kitchen in there.
Yes!
With only the ingredients they have.
That is fucking brilliant. Right, so... You know, Gordon Ramsay, all of these cooking shows that you watch, it's always as a regular Joe Schmo. When you watch him, you're like, well, I don't have a fucking $5,000 oven. How the fuck am I supposed to do this? You schmuck, you fucking pampered, privileged bitch. Take Gordon Ramsay and put him in prison and now make me a cake, asshole. Yeah. Let's see it. If you're really skilled.
That's one that always gets me. You'll be watching, I don't know, some fucking show, and they'll be like, all right, if you want to make this recipe at home, just start with your largest wok. And I'm like, I don't have a wok. What the fuck? I can't even cook on a wok in my home. What are you talking about?
You must use only the finest alpaca butter. Okay, what? Yeah. Where the fuck do you get that? What are you talking about?
If you can't get alpaca butter, then blue whale butter is a good substitute.
Right.
What the fuck do you want me to do here?
Yeah, let me just go back to SeaWorld and milk a whale. What? It just...
God.
Yeah, putting those people in prison would be fun. And just letting them... Just, like Bear Grylls, too. Put them in that scenario, you know? Put Gordon Ramsay and Bear Grylls...
Oh, he has to survive in prison?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, he doesn't even cook. He just has to survive being in prison.
Yeah. By day three, he's drinking prisoner's urine.
I'm still disappointed at the rumors that pretty much everything about Bear Grylls just was faked. That kind of disillusioned
me. Yeah, not everything.
I thought that was obvious.
Here's the thing. It's not that it was totally fake for everything. It's just a lot of the... danger or the expose was staged. Like they would purposely put him in situations where, so like let's say he had to get down a cliff like to the base to go to camp or something, and he'd be like, I could walk along this very safe, obviously carved trail, but now I'll show you how to rappel down it with only one piece of slack line. And it's like, you don't have to do that. Okay.
Yeah. They should have just gone as far as possible with these shows, like thrown Bear Grylls into like an ISIS death camp and see how he escapes. There's no way they could possibly fake that.
Well. Yeah, but also, you know, that would be killing your investment, literally. Yeah. You're not getting a second episode out of that.
I mean, they want to keep him safe and around for other shows. I mean, there was that one episode, I don't know if you guys saw it, but he had to cross like a little chasm. I don't remember. He was in like a canyon or something and there was a big gap and he was like, I'm going to have to get across it using this gear and the balance and the blah, blah, blah. And he did some like fucking survivor person shit. And then some guy found the actual exact location where they filmed it. And it turns out if he just walked a good number of feet away, he could just step across it because it closed up. Just no problem whatsoever. So they definitely like try to spice the show up, which, I mean, it's television. They're going to do that.
Why would you believe anything on television?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, do you Did you guys ever see I Want to Marry Harry? It was an old Fox show where they got like a bunch of girls together and convinced them that this Harry impersonator was the real Prince Harry and that he was there to fall in love with them.
Really?
That's hilarious.
Well, it was fucking awesome. I watched the entire thing on stream once. It was really good. And
wait, so it was a fake Harry?
Yeah, so it wasn't the real Prince Harry, but he looked just like him. So
that would have been a great twist at the end if it actually was Harry.
Did he like talk just like him and all that shit too? Was it like, oh wow.
Like it was a good impersonator, and I thought it would have been cool at the end if he like lifted off this mask and it really was like actual Harry. I thought that would have been cool as fuck. But anyway, the show, like, it seems like it'd be something that was faked, but apparently it wasn't. They like brainwashed the women into 100% believing that they were about to be royalty by winning this game show because they were about to be with Prince Harry. So for like, I don't remember how long they were there for, but I think it was like 2 weeks. They'd like set everything up even outside of the production to prove that it was the real Harry, like subtle clues and shit until they eventually drew their own conclusion, like, holy fuck. So not everything's fake, but, you know, a lot of it is. Sometimes.
So how are you sure that's not fake?
Because the woman who won it, Kimberly, actually reached out to me on Instagram.
Saying,
well, that's, so here's,
they could
here's
be going
the thing.
To extraordinary lengths to still fake it. Here's, like, they've hired.
Here's the thing,
to
Jackson.
Instagram,
I think you're getting too, I don't know, perplexed by the mystery of what is and isn't fake. Reality shows aren't completely fake. It's they're doctored reality. They're presented in a specific way and edited and all that shit.
Well, in my opinion, even if 1% of it's faked, it's fake.
Yeah, well, that goes for everything, though.
That's why I like documentaries and like mockumentaries about morbidly obese people, like My 600 Pound Life. That you can't fake that. That's not a fat suit. All of those people are real and they exist. So it's like one genre of those types of shows where, you know, this isn't staged. Nobody fattened this person up just for the cameras. They just found him.
Yeah, well, one element of that show is not fake with them being fat, but maybe like a whole bunch of other elements are extremely fake.
Yeah, like setting
that's
up
the
a
only element.
Yeah, it depends on the show. I mean, some shows, like, the reality is just, hey, here's a person in their life and a documentary style thing, and probably not a lot of that is fake. But if you have shit like, I don't know, the fucking Real World, which is kind of funny, there's probably a bunch of doctored scenarios and shit that they script and want to, you know, push and push. Because it's all producers wanting to make a good show. So they go, did you guys see the clip where it was Snooki on what the fuck, the Jersey Shore? And they instigated her starting a bar fight because they just started splashing water on her over and over again.
No.
It was this whole thing on the Real World, or what the fuck, her Jersey Shore, where she was at a fucking bar in Miami or something, and they wanted her to start throwing beer bottles everywhere and alcohol bottles, but she just wouldn't do it, and she was drunk. So eventually people working on the show just started throwing water at her, like cups of water, until eventually she got pissed and started doing it.
Like she's a
fucking
animal.
They edited it so it looked like she just naturally was like being a bitch and then eventually started tossing bottles.
What if they pushed her too far and she like smashes a wine bottle in half and like slits someone's throat?
Yeah.
Then you get a cool show, I guess.
But that's the whole point of it. Like, it's not entirely fake, but it's definitely directed. You know what I mean?
Like, they push them in a direction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also the way they edit it is you can take a conversation on a reality show, and just by changing the background music and the timing in which people speak, you can make it a serious conversation or a funny conversation or a sad conversation, even though what they're saying is the same thing in every single shot.
Plus,
it's all just directing.
Most of the time, you really don't have to hire actors to act as if they are sad, pathetic, lonely douchebags. There's plenty of people like that who are more than willing to have a camera follow their lives. Willing to sign up.
Yeah. That's also true.
Yeah, Twitch.
Charlie, right. I'm going to branch off your Prince Harry thing. Do you remember the Joe Schmo show?
It sounds so familiar, and I've definitely heard of it, but I don't remember it.
I think about it a lot. It's one of my favorite concepts ever for a reality show. It was a ripoff of Big Brother and those like you're in a house and have to do challenge shows. And the gimmick of it was one guy was real and everyone else was an actor. and they would just fuck with him the entire show.
That's kind of silly. Yeah, that's kind of good.
I loved it. And then at the end, they just reveal one by one that they're actors, and he just loses his shit. It was a really good show. At one point they do the eating challenge from Fear Factor, where you have to eat like exotic foods. And like, just because they're fucking with him, his food or one of the actress's food challenges is she has to eat literal dog shit. It was a great show. And so, like, of course, she like starts freaking out and losing her mind. And Joe's like, what the fuck kind of show is this? It was a great show. I recommend people check it out.
A great show. It sounds pretty fucking awesome. Yeah. Do you remember on Fear Factor when they had to eat or drink horse semen?
Yeah.
Pretty wild stuff.
They also had to do, what was it, elk penis and testicles? That was a good one.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of shit and, you know, shit stains, do you want to talk about MeUndies?
Probably not the best transition for them.
No, I was just thinking of ass, you know, underwear.
Well, if you're booties going in underwear, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I get you.
Well, if you folks at home are thinking about underwear, then you may have heard of MeUndies before. They're pretty much in every podcast. But besides that, they're on this podcast, and they're literally designed for comfort and self-expression. So whether you opt for solid black or unicorns, you'll do it all as you're comfortable as a cuddly kitten. MeUndies are made from soft, sustainable fabric and are available in sizes from extra small to 4XL. MeUndies has a great offer as well for anyone listening to this show. You can get 15% off and free shipping with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And that's by going to MeUndies.com/official. Every human being on the planet, for the most part, except for some small exceptions, wears underwear. And I wear MeUndies. And Charlie wears MeUndies. And Kaya wears MeUndies. And Jackson wears MeUndies. We all actually do wear MeUndies. They're super comfy, and there's a huge, huge variety of them. So you'll find exactly the ones that you want to put on your butt. And you can do that by going to MeUndies.com/official for 15% off your first order with free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try them. Why not? You need underwear. I don't care if you have a bunch already. You will always need underwear. Why not get the ones you want?
Yes. And comfy ones. And did you guys know that MeUndies also protect you from sorcery? This is a headline from the Register.
Is that an actual guarantee you can make at the
moment? Yeah, are we done with the ad? Can we? Do we have to specify?
Because in Congo,
so disclaimer: this was not told to us by MeUndies.
Yeah,
let's just be careful.
It makes sense.
Yes, yeah. Disclaimer: MeUndies does not believe in sorcery. This is from the Register. Congo lynch mobs attack penis snatching sorcerers. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo earlier this week cuffed their own protection 13 suspected sorcerers accused of using black magic to steal or shrink men's penises. The arrest comes after a wave of panic swept the capital Kinshasa last week, provoked by rumors that the unwary might be relieved of their todgers and fueled by todgers. Is that a word for junk? For penis?
Yeah, it is.
I haven't heard that one before.
Me neither.
Wait, you've never... I'm pretty sure it's British.
I've never heard Todgers.
And fueled by radio reports advising listeners to beware of fellow passengers wearing gold rings, the cops also detained 14 victims of the spam javelin lifters. Is that a word for penis, Jackson?
I've never heard that one, so that's new to me. Spam... What? Say it again.
Spam javelin. I guess not.
What the fuck does that even... I can't even picture that.
Yeah.
Spam javelin.
Well, right. They claimed that sorcerers simply touch them to make their genitals shrink or disappear, apparently in an attempt to extort cash with the promise of a cure, according to some...
You would think that you would immediately notice if your penis was gone.
Like, not necessarily.
Maybe the temperature's just cold.
Wait a minute. Why can't they just go to the police and drop their pants and prove it?
They have. They have. So there's been
And the police believe them?
So they say there's been a number of attempted lynchings. And the police, some police chief, I'm tempted to say it's one huge joke, but when you try to tell the victims that their penises are still there, they tell you that it's become tiny or that they've become impotent. To that I tell them, how do you know if you haven't gone home and tried it?
He has to go watch them fuck their wives. Yeah.
There's only one way to settle this.
Elaine Kalala, who sells phone credits near a Kinshasa police station, confirmed to Reuters, it's real. Just yesterday, here, there was a man who was a victim. We saw. What was left was tiny.
Oh, that poor man. Wait, so how did they know he had a big dick before that?
Yeah, that's a good point, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Has he been walking around like one of those before and after shots, just flashing people his dick, like just in case I get attacked by a sorcerer?
This would be the perfect... Yeah, this would be the perfect time if you've always had a tiny dick just to come out and blame someone else for your own inadequacies.
And have them lynched. Apparently they killed 12 people over this rumor that they're sorcerers. Oh,
good God. It's the new Salem witch trials.
Yeah, well, I can't believe that shit still exists. That's
now,
crazy.
Would you boys take... So another part of this is probably like, you know, attention or fame, where they're like, I'm the guy who had his dick shrunk by a wizard or whatever. Would you take national fame if it was over your tiny dick?
No way. Why? No, why the fuck would I do that?
Because like, no. You'd be famous.
I don't want fame anyway.
I don't want that right. Kind of fame.
Regardless.
That's a good point. Here's a guy with an
incredibly tiny, shrunk, almost disappeared penis. Look at him.
I'll bet you there's people out there where if you get told them they'd be guaranteed international fame by screaming they had a tiny dick and telling everyone they had a tiny dick, they'd do it.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people that would do that.
Maybe if I had a tiny dick and I was comfortable with it, then maybe.
How are you
like
comfortable?
If you already like... Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a record anyone is holding, like, world's smallest penis?
Probably.
Guinness recognizes...
It's got to be an invert.
Oh, well, apparently. Guinness recognizes man with world's smallest penis. A Miami man, Mike Carson, has been officially recognized by Guinness World Records for having the smallest penis. According to Carson and his doctors, his fully functioning penis is only a 16th of an inch. The smallest for a fully grown adult male.
Oh, no.
How long is that?
Is there a picture of it?
That's soft?
No, there's no picture in the article.
Is that soft?
Fully functioning is the keyword there. How does he masturbate?
There's no way how do you even like touch a 16th of an inch?
Jesus.
With like tweezers. You gotta jerk it off with tweezers.
No,
for
well,
a long
I
time,
guess maybe.
He says I doubt he masturbates. If he doesn't, maybe he just rubs it like clitoris. For a long time, I was very...
Does he finger himself? Yeah.
For a long time, I was very embarrassed by my penis, but now I pretty much just go with it, said Carson. I'm 29 now, and I've had girls who have come up to me after they found out about it and said they just had to try it out. So I can't even tell you how many women I've been with because of it. Carson says that he was picked on in high school locker rooms for years because most of his classmates thought he might actually be a girl.
Aww.
For a long time, it got so bad. For a long time, the teasing got so bad that I thought I might be a girl too. Holy shit, this is some mind-bending, gender-bending.
It's like the plot of a hentai.
Yeah.
He didn't get to choose this.
I went to Google to visualize a 16th of an inch, and it's even smaller than I thought. Holy fuck.
I think he might be talking himself up, because how does a woman try out a 16th of an inch penis? What do you even do with it?
Yeah, there's nothing there. So, like, looking at a 16th of an inch on a ruler, it is almost on zero.
She wants to go try it out, and he just ends up fingering her and whatever. Like, it's just a normal fingering. That's it.
Well,
there's
like,
nothing new or exciting.
I guess at that point, you just have to scissor, right?
Yeah, you'd have to. There's nothing else.
This is unfathomable. So does it get bigger when he's hard? Did he say? Maybe he's a super grower and it hits like 2 inches when he's hard.
Yeah, it just fucking pops out at like 12 inches.
He slapped women in the chin with it at Mach 5.
You know those fucking chemical experiments where like a gigantic pool noodle grows out of a little petri dish? Maybe it's like those.
Yeah.
Like the little dinosaurs that you get wet and then they expand in the microwave.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a photo, but there isn't one, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of want to say it.
I couldn't find a photo. I just looked it up, which is why I ended up just looking at a 16
inch. You need like
an
atomic fucking, what do you call it? What do you call those things that you look through and then small things become larger?
Ah, microscopes.
Yes, thank you. Jesus.
God, I hate every website. You just literally cannot do anything in real time anymore. Just, you get 10 fucking pop-ups. Eh, whatever. I can't find anything. Pretty sure I just got a virus. Close that.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah. Apparently Brooklyn has a contest every year for the smallest penis.
Really?
Yeah, there is a smallest penis in Brooklyn contest every year.
Wow, that's got to be the worst contest ever.
Yeah, but you're a winner.
True.
Fulbright. Oh my god, no, I don't want notifications. Fulbright scholar who won smallest penis contest. I'm so happy. Are you? Really?
Finally.
Participants. That is the one thing I didn't expect out of his mouth.
Participants in Brooklyn's smallest penis contest came out swinging Saturday, giving men who usually get the shaft a chance to flaunt their teeny weenies in their tidy whities. Rajiva Gupta, a Fulbright scholar from India, was crowned the wiener of the... Ugh, these fucking puns.
Yeah, these puns are so fucking bad.
The wiener of the second annual sausage show held at Bushwick Kings County Bar. Doesn't really even say his size. Well, I guess all of this makes me feel better.
Yeah. Great pick me up.
Yeah.
I can't think of fucking topics that don't have to do with the virus.
I actually haven't thought of any topics with the virus in a while now.
Yeah, it's
like
pretty
we've
much
gone
over.
Almost a month. Yeah, we've gone like a full month without anything virus related. So what?
But
that's true.
Yeah, kudos to us.
Society's still like shut down though, so nothing's happening.
Not really. We're
it's
opening
slowly
up.
Germany's starting to
open up.
Go back. Yeah, I don't know if it should though. I think it's too early.
Pretty much everything here is back open up. Oh well, let's keep it rolling. No virus talk. Twitter's gonna allow you to not reply to tweets anymore. So that's, I guess, something that's. Is
what
that interesting?
Is,
wait, 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 wait.
Twitter's gonna,
are
going
you
to allow you
is
not
it mandatory to reply?
Yeah.
to reply to tweets you get? What are you talking about?
No, but you know how people get ratioed? Like when they have just a ridiculous take? I guess to help those people not get ratioed when they say something like kill all men
and
abort
males.
Wait,
what does ratioed mean?
When you get more replies
than
likes.
Yeah.
And you look
usually
ridiculous.
Usually that's Twitter's way of showing that people dislike what you said.
Yeah, that you're being a dum-dum. And Twitter now made it so if you're authoring a tweet, if you're about to tweet, it gives you the option to disallow people from replying to your tweet. So you can just make a statement.
And what the fuck is the point of Twitter? At that point, it's just a platform where people just post what they're thinking. Who cares? Isn't the entire point of social media? Well, no, isn't the entire point of social media to be social?
Well,
what's
people are
point?
Still...
Here's just a collection of things. Here's my public diary, basically, by that point.
Well, people, for them, it's not...
That's what Twitter is, though.
It's still not going far enough for them, though, so I saw one tweet complaining that, well, people can still quote tweet the tweet, they can still screenshot it and comment on it. What's the point? It's not far enough.
What do you want, a social media where you have no interaction with anyone else ever?
Yes, Andrew, that's what they want.
Then start a live journal. Fuck.
They only want likes.
Does that still exist?
Oh, God, that's... Yeah, that's pathetic.
Does life journal still exist?
Just delete Twitter.
I don't think it's pathetic. I think it's justice. Now, no one has to feel bad about being dumb.
Charlie, what was your live journal mood? Was it contemplative?
I don't quite remember, to be honest with you, Andrew.
Why?
What's live journal?
Why
do you
is
remember
live journal
that?
Russian?
It is?
I probably got bought.
Yeah, on my page right here, just all I'm seeing is Russian articles. Fuck.
Apparently it was always Russian.
Andrew, maybe you'll remember. I've never been able to remember this website, but in high school it was kind of big, where it was kind of like a journal, but everyone would just use it to shit on someone. So they just go there and talk some shit, and it'd be like anonymous, and they could see when you were talking shit to someone. It was like
MySpace.
No, not Yik Yak. It was like a public journal where people would post some shit, and then people would talk shit about it to them on that same website.
I don't know. Sounds like every website.
No, it had like a name like Apple or some shit. Well, probably not Apple. Fuck. It's been driving me crazy for years because it was huge in high school, but I don't remember at all what it was now.
I don't think I've heard of it.
Do you have any other defining features?
No, just that you could post like kind of like statuses, but it was mainly only used so people could talk shit to you.
Like roast you?
Just yeah, but that? Not like fun roasting, just being like a general asshole, like hating you publicly to your face.
Then why would 4chan? You post it?
People are saying Form there it is, Spring.
Form Spring. I think that's what it was.
Is that like Ask FM?
No, I don't know what Ask FM is.
Oh God, isn't Ask FM that like the CuriousCat.me or whatever, where people make their own FAQs and answer questions?
Form Spring. Oh yeah. That was where you would make a profile and people could just ask you questions.
That's
exactly what Ask FM is.
Oh. Yeah. What I never get.
Wait, so there's just a whole bunch of these sites?
I never get the point of Ask FM where some absolute nobody with 20 followers on Twitter has an Ask FM as of anyone. Like, why? Who gives a fuck?
So what is Ask FM? It's the same shit where you just make a profile.
Anonymous people send you questions and then you answer the question and it shows up on your profile.
Wow, it's got over 200 million users. Holy shit.
Holy fuck, really? That's nuts.
I've never even heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was big during high school.
It's like exclusively used by the Tumblr types who just, you know, the exact kind of person whom you wouldn't ever really want to ask a question to, because who cares?
Yeah, to give it credit on why that is, though, Tumblr has the same exact feature where if you have a account, people can like message you questions and you can anonymously answer them publicly.
Yeah, and what happened is that primarily people just use it to bully themselves for victim points. You guys remember that study where they found out that teenagers were bullying themselves for attention, sending themselves death threats and such.
That sounds about right.
That's adorable. I remember back in my day when you actually would get bullied.
Yeah, does anyone get bullied anymore?
You guys remember when bullying meant like something physical, like getting your ass kicked and not a mean tweet? Remember those days? It's kind of quaint now.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had your ass kicked, like in terms of bullying, like actually being physically bullied?
No.
Once or twice, not badly. Neither. Not as bad as some other people.
Were you the one physically bullying?
No, I've never physically hurt.
Have you ever?
Nah.
Okay.
I've been mean, verbally.
Were you a bully in school?
No, not physically. I'm sure I was a little shithead to some people, but it's evened out, I think. I was never like the give me your lunch money kind of guy. But
I can totally imagine you doing that too.
I could imagine you like that.
You know, that is though the era where I grew up, where that is what we meant by bullying. It literally meant, you know, three guys corner another kid in the bathroom and they beat the shit out of him. They make him drink toilet water or something.
Getting your ass kicked doesn't hurt as much as mean words on Twitter. Bullying is so much more brutal now.
I've never seen any of that, like, actual physical bullying.
Yeah.
Maybe a kid gets shoved once in a while.
I only ever saw it in cartoons and shit growing up. Yeah. I never actually saw that at
like
any school.
Swirlies and wet willies and stuff. I never actually saw people doing that.
I'm sure it happens. Yeah. I mean, if you go on, you know, there's certain subreddits and there's certain websites where you see these videos where kids record each other fighting in the bathroom, bullying each other and shit. And then every once in a while, there's the kind of video where we all cheer because the kid finally stands up to his bully and turns out he's stronger than his bully and kicks the bully's ass. You know, those kind of, porn, fuck yeah. That kind of stuff. I mean, so it definitely does still happen, but that is bullying. Let's focus on that, not the shit where some bitch says something stupid on Twitter and then all of a sudden her next tweet is, oh my God, muting my replies, you're Bill, this harassment. I'm getting death threats. Sure you are.
Remember, I remember a video over here in Queensland when I was in high school of like a fat kid was getting bullied.
Yep, I was just
turned, You guys know this one where he actually picks up the bully and fucking body slams.
I was going to bring that up because my favorite videos in that category are when it's a clear mismatch. And it's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Don't pick on the guy three times your size. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Poke the sleeping bear, Jesus.
So that guy, though, Jackson, the kid that slammed that bully, the bully and his parents actually spun the narrative to the point where the guy that stood up for himself was framed as the bad guy in media.
That's what I hate the most is, you know, so that kid that does that, right? For the first time in his life, he finally fights back, which is healthy, which is a good thing to do. Not just, you know, physically he's not going to get bullied, but also for his confidence. That's like part of the healing process to know that you're not going to be the victim all the time. But then every time the school acts as if the two are equally wrong. Like when you say he started,
it's that zero tolerance bullshit. Yeah,
in America, we have zero tolerance, and that's what
It's
so fucking dumb.
I hate how the sentence "he started it" has been stigmatized so much, even though it is a good excuse. Why is that not a good excuse? He attacked me. He started it. I was right in defending myself.
You want to know the saddest part, Kaya? You want to know the saddest part? There's absolutely no concept of self-defense in schools.
Yeah, so zero tolerance.
If I'm a student and a bully comes up to me and starts punching the shit out of me, just like hitting me in the fucking face, I have to just flat out like protect myself. If I fight back or try to get him off me or any of that, I'm accused of fighting and I also get suspended.
Even if you just protect yourself, still being like in that fight situation is probably enough to get you in trouble. So they could just walk up to you and fucking start beating you up, and a teacher will see it and classify that as a fight. Yeah. And then you both get like, you know, detention.
And also the fucking teachers also can't like act like human beings. My mom, I don't know if I mentioned on the show, she was a school teacher for like 20 years in different grades in high school and elementary and all that shit. She had a colleague who was teaching, I think, a seventh grade class. And one of the kids was super, super disruptive. And he was like, you know, calling school security, like, get him out of my class. He's being an asshole.
Did your mom body slam him?
Well, no. She fucking broke his neck.
Pile drivers.
But one of the kids, so he was being a shit. And like the teacher called security, like, get him out of my class. You know, he's being disruptive, just being an asshole. And he walked up and he started fucking punching the teacher, just flat out trying to like kick his ass and like slapping him in the face and all this shit. So the teacher, you know, in a reaction to defend himself, pushed him away a little bit, like, you know, get the fuck off me. Like he was slapping him in the face, knocked his glasses off and shit. The teacher got fired. Mm-hmm. Just immediately that day was fired just for trying to get the kid off of him.
Yeah, that's just
because you're not allowed to touch a kid in any way.
That's what that sounds like. Standard
and it's
procedure
like, it's like,
these
you know,
days.
Seventh, eighth grade kid isn't exactly like a small child. You know,
there's a lot of videos like that, man. Know? It's infuriating. A fucking whatever. Any boy who's like older than 14. Yeah, he's going to kick the shit out of his 60-year-old teacher 9 times out of 10. Unless that teacher is like a retired Navy SEAL or some shit. Like an old lady, a 70-year-old teacher. Yeah, she's going to get her ass kicked, but if she so much as puts her hands up, it's all of a sudden, it's her fault and she gets suspended. And the kid is the victim. Just like Charlie said, that fucking piece of shit in Queensland, wherever Jackson said it was. Yeah, he was on TV with his dad and you could tell that they were the, what do you call them, Jackson? The bogans? The hooligans? Whatever the hell?
Bogans.
Yeah, like, you know, they had half their teeth missing. You can smell the alcohol through the screen, but somehow their kid was the victim. Even though he initiated and he just got his comeuppance.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's extremely sad. Whatever, they just don't case-by-case basis it. They just want to apply blanket rules so they don't have to, like, actually try. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, so that exactly.
All those kids out there being bullied in school and don't have, like, an option for recourse or anything.
Literally just watch the video. Like, fuck me. I mean,
the teachers and shit just try to, like, they demand that you come to them, like, immediately to report bullying, but then nothing is done about it.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's the other fucking thing that's hilarious. Like, it's apparently a zero tolerance policy where it's like, oh, I saw you push him away. You're getting suspended. But when it comes to like the words and the mental stuff, they don't do jack shit. Like, excuse me, teacher, Ricky over there, he was really making fun of me and he was saying stuff about my family and how he was going to hurt me and all this stuff. And the teacher's like, I don't give a shit. Fucking come who cares? Fucking leave me alone.
Knocked down and shit.
Yeah, they don't do anything. They don't do preventative measures at all. They just wait till something happens and then they go, all right, everyone's in trouble. Like, fuck it. God.
And then
it's upsetting.
Yeah, that really is that mentality, isn't it? Because, you know, there'll be one or two shitheads in the class and the teacher punishes the whole class because of it, because they're just too lazy to really nitpick and do the homework of like detecting who's the shithead. And yet at the same time, you have these people who, you have these schools, you know, they don't step in when a kid is getting bullied. They wait until the kid has to stand up for himself, at which point they punish the kid. And then you have these hyper-reactive schools where, I'm sure you've all heard those stories where like a kid chews his cookie into the shape of a gun and he gets suspended and sent home. Or like remember that one? Or the little girl, I think, who like pointed her finger at a teacher or something, or like she made a finger gun and pointed it at someone and she got suspended. Or there was like a video just 1 or 2 months ago of a cop coming into the school and handcuffing a little 5-year-old girl. Now, what are you doing?
Over what? What the fuck did she have?
She was being rowdy or something.
Was she drunk?
She was belligerent.
What the fuck?
She failed the Beth and Brother
officer. She was slurring at the teacher. Yeah.
Video shows officer handcuffing 6-year-old girl at school. I mean, why? It's a little child. And then they took her to the police station. I don't want to play the whole video. It's a visual. But
it's like extreme timeout.
So he handcuffs her. She's crying for her mom. He puts her in the police car. She's crying for her mommy. They take her to the police station, fingerprint her, and take her mugshots of a 6-year-old. What are you going to do? Put her in Arkham Asylum? What are you going to do? It's a child. Take her toys away. Put her in timeout. You call the cops?
Wait, did they put her in like the common cells or anything? Like with hardened murderers and shit? Like people waiting for their actual crimes to be sentenced and all that kind of stuff? Did they put her in with them? Like, what happened after that?
I don't know. I hope not. I hope they didn't just toss her in the drunk tank for 3 days while she's starving there.
Wait,
it says in a police report.
You can't be arrested as a 6-year-old unless you murder someone.
They did. As she walked outside, she wails, "Please let me go. I don't want to go into the police car. Help me, please help me." In a police report, authorities said police were responding to a report that the 6-year-old had, quote, battered 3 staff members by kicking and punching them.
Oh no, take her down. Get the stun gun.
Call 911. How silly would you feel, Kaya?
Her victims are being brought out on body stretchers into the ambulance.
Yeah, how fucking silly would you feel, Kaya, if they released photos of the school after her rampage? It's like mangled corpses and blood on the walls.
She's got glowing red eyes and she's floating in the air a little bit.
Yeah.
And I remember the story too, because
pretty silly then.
It then came out that the officer who did the arrest, it turns out that he had a history of domestic abuse and abusing his own child. So great, nice work. Great work.
So that the 7-year-old got to arrest him.
Who had to
say that? That's what would be fair.
He put zip ties around her wrists as she cried to be let go.
Wait, that's not actual operating procedure. Are you sure this police officer didn't just have a grudge against the 6-year-old?
Are you sure he was a police officer and not just a guy who came in with a cop outfit?
Just a pedophile with a fetish? He's like, I'm here. I'm here to dole out some justice. We didn't even call 911. Yes, you did. Wee woo. Here's a siren. Where's the kid?
His police car was just a Honda Civic with the word police painted on the side.
Police.
He comes up on a tricycle.
To serve and serve free candy inside.
Protect. Like, I just don't fathom this. I understand. Let's say the kid is totally out of control and flipping his shit and flailing and kicking.
If the kid brings, like, a loaded gun to school. Yeah,
if he's holding, like, something as a weapon, or he brings a weapon or whatever, fine. Maybe put some zip ties on him just to, like, you know, restrain him. But don't put him in a fucking cop car and take him to jail. That's way too much.
That's a lesson that they will never forget, though.
Taking mugshots and shit. It's a six-year-old. You can pick her up. Not if you can pick someone up, they're not that big of a threat. If they're not unarmed, if they're like six years old, she barely at 6 years old, she barely has any coordination to begin with. What's she gonna do, karate you?
You have to tase her first.
Right.
Little do we know she was the leader of the Los Santos Kings.
She's a hardened crib.
By several teardrop tattoos.
They just like prevented a huge gang war now that they have her off the streets.
Hey, that was pretty good. Hardened crib. I like that.
She's arrested. Oh, and they charged her too. It's not even that it was to teach a lesson. They actually did charge her.
Wait, what did they charge her with?
Getting arrested.
I don't think you can charge a 6-year-old with... You can't... What?
Yep.
Can you charge a 6-year-old with just adult crimes? That is...
How the fuck
I'm glad
do you
they got her off the streets.
How do you even respond to that? Jesus Christ.
With applause. Finally, lessons are being taught.
Finally, God, justice.
God bless America. Ugh. Well, should we wrap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can wrap if you boys are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take it away, Andrew.
All right. Well, thank you out there for listening to this episode of the official podcast. You got to do it in your car or maybe on a jog or I don't know, hanging out at your house. There's millions of places on earth you could be right now listening to this show, but you chose to listen to the show wherever you are. So thank you. If you want to listen to us on other platforms, we are on iTunes and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. And you can also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/theofficialpodcast for $5 bonus episodes and other nice little niceties. And I think that's all I have to say. Jackson, did I miss anything?
Not at all.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
We'll see you next week.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.